Like to call House Finance Committee meeting to order. It should be a fairly quick meeting. We do have a quorum. Representatives Grusendorf, Coring, Parnell, Martin, Mulder, myself, Hanley, Foster, Terrio, Kelly, and Navarre. Today, we are not going to do, for everybody's information, amendments on the budget. We will start with those at 1:30 tomorrow. We had originally scheduled a, and Representative Brown has joined us as well. We had scheduled potentially an 8:30 in the morning meeting. We'll not have that meeting as well. We'll start at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon with the amendments. We'll start off with the Department of Administration and work through that list as we go. We'll try and get the amendments. We're putting them into books. We're going to try and have them out for everyone this afternoon, so that everybody's office has a copy of all the amendments that are listed. Today, the only thing I'd like to do is I've handed out two sheets. One is it's called an amendment. Actually, it's by me. It is a number of the areas that we had held out before. For instance, if you look at the sheet, the AFDC component, the adult public assistance, those two were formula programs that were held out of our caps, and I'd like to as part of this, just for everybody's information, the AFDC is the governor's level, as suggested, less $110,000. The $110,000 is as a result of adding some fraud investigators in the other part of the budget that the department said would result in that $110,000 reduction. So that is essentially the governor's recommended level for AFDC. It is also the governor's recommended level for adult public assistance. The hold harmless component was an oversight that was not included in the budget originally. And then municipal assistance and revenue sharing at the bottom, as I mentioned, were not in the department's figures. These numbers represent a 10% reduction from the FY95 authorized. So I'll ask for a motion to move this sheet, and these will be moved in so that everyone, if they choose to, can amend something, the numbers here. And really the only thing that's probably changed from the governor's numbers would be the municipal assistance and revenue sharing, which is a 10% reduction. The governor had proposed, I believe, a 1.3% reduction from FY95. This would represent a 10% reduction. Are there any questions, Representative Brown?
Do you know offhand how many millions of dollars that is between difference between the governor's proposal for municipal assistance revenue sharing and your 10% reduction?
I believe it's 5.8.
What it looked like here, put them together. There.
It's between, because originally it was about 60, I'd have to get the numbers. It was 61.
5.6.
It's approximately 61.
To the governor.
And the governor had reduced 1.3, and our total will be.
Is it 9?
No, it's 10% off the 95 off.
Mr. Chairman, can we divide the question?
No.
Ready that whole one.
Do you want me to move it?
Yeah, why don't you?
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we adopt the amendments offered to the Department of HES budget as
and
presented.
Also in CNRA.
And CNRA, excuse me.
Are there any objections to adopting these? So we have a document to work out. Hearing no objections, those have been adopted. Next, I'd like to go to Representative. I believe they've handed out. Did they finally hand out the cut sheet too?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Representative Martin has a cut sheet. They closed out the university subcommittee. And if you'll note right at the top, on the cut sheet and also the summary, there is a $4 million unallocated reduction to the university. That's the net result of the subcommittee's report on the university. And I guess at this point I'd like to have a motion to adopt the subcommittee report on the university.
Can I increase the amount? So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Is your objection to the adoption of the subcommittee report? Senator Brown?
I'm just trying to understand it.
It's a $4 million deduction over 95.
Hearing no objections, and that subcommittee report has been adopted as well. I believe that's it for today. As I said, tomorrow we plan to start at 1:30, not 8:30. We'll go through the amendments and begin going through that process. Depending on what happens on the floor session and how we progress in the full committee on amendments, we may be meeting in the evenings. I would like to try and get this done as quickly as possible, and I'll be happy to talk to anyone about their desires. We are scheduled through the weekend if that's necessary. If we can get through during the week by meeting during the days, fine. If we need to meet in the evenings, if people would rather go evenings than go over the weekend, or we'll see how it goes and what the amendments look like. But the intent is definitely to get through by Sunday. So if we have to go late, you know, on Sunday, we schedule from 1 o'clock on as well. We've scheduled, I believe, on Saturday 10 or 9:30. And would anticipate going in the morning, taking a break, and coming back in the afternoon as well for Saturday. So depending on how it goes, I may check with members of the committee to see if they, as we get through this, to see if they want to go in the evenings this week, if it looks like we might be able to get through during the week versus the weekend, if people would like to have some days off. So we've met, I think, 3 weekends in a row, or at least 2 weekends in a row, so we haven't had much of a break, and I wouldn't mind having a day off either. So that's kind of the plan. Tomorrow at 1:30, start through the amendments. And with that, the meeting's adjourned.